Penguin Audio presents D-Day, The Battle for Normandy, by Anthony Beaver. Read by Cameron Stewart.
Actors waiting in the wings of Europe, we already watched the lights on the stage and listened to the colossal overture begin. For us entering at the height of the din, it will be hard to hear our thoughts, hard to gauge how much our conduct owes to fear or fury. Keith Douglas, 1920 to 1944. Chapter 1. The Decision. Southwark House is a large Regency building with a stucco facade and a colonnaded front. At the beginning of June 1944, it looked out over Portsmouth Naval Base to the anchorages beyond, crowded with craft of every size and type, grey warships, transport vessels, and hundreds of landing craft all tethered together. D-Day was scheduled for Monday the 5th of June, and loading had already begun. In peacetime, Southwark could have been the setting for an Agatha Christie house party, but the Royal Navy had taken it over in 1940. Its formerly handsome grounds and the wood behind were now blighted by rows of Nissen huts, tents and cinder paths. Southwark served as the headquarters of Admiral Sir Bertram Ramsay, the naval commander-in-chief for the invasion of Europe, and also as the advanced command post of Scheiff, the Supreme Headquarters Allied Expeditionary Force. Anti-aircraft batteries on Port Down Ridge behind were positioned to defend it as well as the dockyards below from the Luftwaffe. Southern England had been enjoying a heat wave compounded by drought. Temperatures of up to 100 degrees Fahrenheit had been recorded on the 29th of May, yet the meteorological team attached to General Dwight D. Eisenhower's headquarters soon became uneasy. The group was headed by Dr. James Stagg, a tall, lanky Scot.